Daniel 5, Day 3. Daniel is called. There is a man in thy kingdom, in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And in the days of thy father, light and intelligence and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation. From Prophets and Psalms, it was confirmed by those who were in the truths of the church that it was contrary to the word for the others to have exalted themselves above the Lord, and that thus they profaned things holy. Apocalypse Explained 10:29, Section 10. Babylon, or Babel, means in the word the love of dominion over the entire globe, likewise over heaven and over the Lord himself. The church of the Lord successively becomes Babylon. And as it becomes Babylon, so it is devastated as to all the good of love and all the truth of faith. And this is its end, that is, it is no longer a church. And when it is no longer a church, it is reckoned among the idolatrous nations, except for those in it who worship the Lord, regard the Word as holy, and admit instruction from the Word. Divine Love and Wisdom 383. To love God with all the heart and all the soul means to love Him with all the love and with all the understanding. And to give a new heart and a new spirit means to give a new will and a new understanding. Because spirit signifies understanding, Nebuchadnezzar says of Daniel that an excellent spirit of knowledge, intelligence, and of wisdom was in him. Arcana Celestia 98:18. It is very manifest that spirit denotes the life of man, that specifically it denotes the life of truth, which is the life of man's intellectual part and is called intelligence, is clear from passages in the Word. True Christian Religion 156. The spirit of man is his mind, and whatever proceeds from it. In the concrete, man's spirit means simply his mind. For this it is that lives after death, and it is then called a spirit. If good, an angelic spirit, and afterwards an angel. If evil, a satanic spirit, and afterwards a Satan. The mind of everyone is his internal man, which is actually the man, and resides within the external man, which constitutes his body. Consequently, when the body is cast off, which is effected by its death, the internal is in a complete human form. Therefore, they err who believe that man's mind resides only in the head. It is there in principles only, from which everything that man thinks from his understanding or does from his will first proceeds. But in the body, it is in derivatives, which are formed for sensation and action. And because the mind invariably adheres to the bodily structures, it imparts to them sensation and motion. And it also inspires them with a perception that the body thinks and acts of itself, although this latter is a fallacy, as every wise man knows. Since then, the spirit of man thinks from the understanding and acts from the will, and since the body acts not from itself but from the spirit, it follows that the spirit of man means his intelligence and his love's affection and whatever goes forth and operates from these. That the spirit of man signifies such things as pertain to the mind is evident from many passages in the Word. That this is their meaning, anyone can see as soon as they are presented. Arcana Celestia 11:83. Although these incidents are historical, yet they involve these arcana, as do all the historical facts of the Word. The same is further evident from the profanation of the same vessels in Daniel. If sacred things had not been represented by them, no such events would have taken place. Arcana Celestia 18:07. He who is in divine things never regards the Lord's word from the letter, but he regards the letter and the literal sense as being representative and significative of the celestial things of the church and of the Lord's kingdom. To him, the literal sense is merely an instrumental means for thinking of these. Questions and points for discussion. The fall of Babylon is a process. How do you think a church progressively falls into profaning its revelation? Do you think the jihadists are profaning the Quran? How do you think their belief in the Quran fits with the love of dominion? What is the difference between idolatry and profanation? How does the love of self and the love of dominion lead to profanation? Can the love of the world also lead to profanation and spiritual death? Daniel represents the Word and doctrine from the Word. How can we get the excellent spirit, the enlightenment, to expose profanation or the things leading up to it? How can we learn to think spiritually about our lives and the life of the church?